Hey, 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 listeners. To those of you tuning in for the first time, welcome. To my avid fans, welcome back. Welcome to Art Life with Irenia. I'm your host, Irenia Rusal. Listeners, I'm so delighted to be beaming in all the way from the UK, Miss Angel Bryant. She's the founder of Angel Rated, an independent review site where you can add and read reviews of all the courses and coaches and tools you've used to build your online business. Angela's mission is to help female entrepreneurs like you to find the perfect person, program, or platform for the next stage of their business growth. She created Angel Rated to help others cut through the hype of affiliate reviews and polished testimonials, and to prevent them from wasting time and money on unsuitable products. In this episode, we had a fabulous one-on-one conversation, digging deep into how she stumbled onto the online business world and the time she took to really focus on her zone of genius to create Angel Rated. We took a deep dive into the type of mindset and personal development work which she went through, which would totally resonate with those of you who are trying to figure things out. We talked about the habits that keep her grounded and what she is doing for self-care and all that jazz in life that makes things so exciting. Listeners, as you listen to this episode, my wish for you is that it gives you the boost, energy, and ideas you need to kickstart your big pivot in your career, in your entrepreneurial journey, as well as life. Because as you can imagine and see, in this episode, you'll realize we are much more than just business. Your self-care is important to us. So be sure to take it all in and adapt as it fits your lifestyle. Now let's get into this. Welcome, Angela.
Hello, lovely to be here.
I am so excited to have you on because you are a fellow podcaster, an entrepreneur who are making great strides in the online business space. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now let's get this started. Let's get our listeners acquainted with you. You know, tell us a little bit about how did Angela become the woman that she is today?
Oh, that is a very big question. So I guess I was one of these people who never knew what I wanted to do or what I wanted to be when I grew up. I loved maths, and that was my, or math, I think you say in America, in North America, sorry. And so I grew up, yeah, doing maths, and I did university, did maths at university. And I went into the corporate world from there and worked for a couple of really big international organizations, sort of blue chip organizations, and did that for about 15 years or so. And really felt like I was just in very male dominated environments in areas where I was sat in meetings just thinking, I'm bored, stupid, I don't care about what we're discussing. And I eventually decided I had to follow something that truly spoke to my heart and that was more aligned with my personal values. I then went off into working in the areas around sustainability and climate change and carbon reduction. So I did that for quite a few years, including running a charity that worked on carbon reduction. And then eventually I completely burnt out, and we can get into that, I'm sure, and decided before my 40th birthday to take 6 months out to just figure out what I really wanted to do with my life, just have 6 months off and think about what I really wanted to be when I grew up. And during that time, I discovered the world of online business. So this was 8 years ago now. And yeah, my mind was blown that this whole world existed. So I then started a couple of different online businesses. And from there, slowly started building them up, but never really found my true sort of passion and purpose until about 4 years ago, when I then found the thing I wanted to do, the thing I wanted to build and leave to the world. And that was my absolute passion, which is what I'm now working on.
Well, that's absolutely awesome that you found your passion and you found your purpose. So let's get into it. Let's talk about your online business, right? Angel Rated. Tell us about your baby.
So I started off in the online business world doing some sort of launch strategy, helping people launch their online courses. And I was doing some health coaching. I also trained as a health coach, and because I was really interested in health and well-being. And I was sort of building these two businesses, wasn't loving them, but I was building them, and I went traveling. So I never had a gap year. So my husband and I decided to take 6 months off in 2017-18 and go traveling for 6 months around Asia and New Zealand. And while we were traveling, every single day we were using TripAdvisor to check where we should stay tonight, where we should eat dinner, what should we do tomorrow, all those sort of things. And at the same time, I was working online and, you know, building my businesses and trying to find out the best business coaches to use or the best online courses to buy to learn different aspects of online business, or, you know, which tools to buy, which email marketing system, etc. And just one night I had this massive download of, like, where is the TripAdvisor for the online business world? Where do I go to say, should I take this course about Facebook ads, you know, course A or course B, or should I hire this business coach or not? You know, do they have a good reputation? And I just started looking to see where it was, couldn't find anything like it. And then I thought, I was like, somebody really ought to create this. Somebody ought to build this. And I carried on traveling, and the idea just would not leave me alone. So eventually I thought, well, I'm going to have to do it myself. I'm going to have to build this thing. So I then, for various reasons, it took me a little while to get started, including my mother passing away. But once we got back from traveling, I then started this sort of research and development and building this idea. And it took a couple of years. So it launched in November 2019. So it's been going just over 18 months as we record. And yeah, so it now exists. So it's an absolute labor of love. It's the thing I really want to create, that level playing field, so that everyone, it's not just the big names that are mentioned all the times, or the people with the best affiliate programs, or the, you know, people just recommending the one they've heard of. It really gives everyone the opportunity to see, like, the full list of different courses, different coaches, different done-for-you services that are available out there, and be able to compare them and find the one that is really truly right for them and the growth of their business where they are at this point in time. Because I feel like everyone talks about the big names, the big courses, the ones that have got massive budgets and have been around forever and ever. But there might well be a much cheaper course that's done by somebody in your country or in a different language, or for somebody with a different learning style, or, you know, that you just get on better, gel better with the personality of the person. So I just wanted to be able to give that opportunity to be able to search for all those in one place and then get all, as many of their clients as possible, to actually give reviews that aren't testimonials, that are proper independent reviews, that aren't edited and that aren't, you know, cherry picked as being the most beautiful testimonial that only speaks to pain points and, you know, really sells you on a certain course or a certain coach. So I wanted to be able to have somewhere that you could go and see the good, the bad, the ugly, and what people like you were saying about this particular product or service. So yeah, been going 18 months and building slowly, but I'm absolutely loving it.
Wow, that is amazing. You saw a problem in the marketplace which you experienced, researched, and established it. And certainly niche down, right? When you talk about you want to level the playing field, right? Because you're right. There are so many big names, you know, in the personal development space. And then there are new people who are coming up who have so many new innovative ideas within the same, you know, topics that are happening, whether it's in leadership, business, health, sales, you know, various aspects. So I'm really happy that you have this company. That is awesome. So along the way, you're welcome. Along the way in your journey, I am sure there are many people who have impacted your life. So how have mentors impacted you in your journey?
I think when I came into the sort of started in the online business world specifically, I only knew of the really, really famous people. So I think, and they all sort of recommend each other. So I only knew the big names, and they really did have an impact on me. They had a massive impact. The Marie Forleos of this world and the Chris Carrs and the Amy Porterfields, you know, they all had a massive impact on me because they made me understand that this was possible and this was a real area that people worked in and could make money and could really influence and help the lives of people all around the world. So that had a massive impact. But I think since then, the people I've really become inspired by are the smaller, like the people who are starting up, as you say, and bringing new ideas and who are trailblazing in their own style, doing things their own way, really trying to build community and collaboration and thinking about things not being competitive, but that we're all on this journey together and we're all trying to really help each other. So I think it's more those, you know, names that people won't have heard of that are just doing their own thing and, yeah, just keep moving forwards from there.
All right. Well, that's amazing. Angela, what is your superpower?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think I'm a real perfectionist, which I know that can sometimes be seen as being, you know, one of those things that is, but I am one of those people that really does love the detail. I love going into, you know, getting things like really, I don't know, connecting the dots. And I love getting into the detail. I love connecting tech systems together. I love like analyzing and collecting data. I mean, it sounds really mad, but I just love like pulling together spreadsheets and databases and getting all that information and organizing it all. So I think that's why this really does speak to my, you know, my loves. It goes back to my analytical, mathematical background. When I was doing launch strategy, my business name was the Detail Queen, because I really am all over all those details of how things, you know, talk, how different systems and platforms and tools talk to each other. So I think it's something all around details and, yeah, data collection and analysis.
All right, the Detail Queen. I love it. That's awesome. And so as you're building your business, you had to onboard people. You know, how do you build your team culture as a leader?
So my team is still, I guess, relatively small, and, you know, it's quite a few sort of independent contractors, different people coming in and helping and supporting. But it's really important to me, obviously, you know, anything I'm the thinking about sort of diversity, equity, inclusion, all those things is really in the UK has really only hit home very strongly in the past 12 months. So that's something that I'm becoming more and more aware of and trying to incorporate as much as I can. What's really important to me is allowing members of the team to bring any issues or what's going on in their lives into work. Whereas I feel like corporate has that, the exact opposite of that. And it's almost like you're a different person when you go into the corporate world, or when you walk through the office doors, you put on a front and you're a face and you're, you know, you're being a different person. Whereas I want my business and everything I stand for is about that sort of compassion and equality and fairness and all those things, and just being a good human being. So, you know, I've worked with the same developer that I was working with right from the beginning of building the platform for Angel Rated, has, especially during lockdown, has been, you know, having various issues. And I won't talk about them too much because haven't discussed with him whether I, you know, ought to, but I really wanted to be there for him and help him and support him and do everything I can to, you know, work with that and work in a way that allows, you know, him to do his best role. And it's the same across, you know, my publicity person, people that help with podcast editing, all sorts of different things. It's about finding people who are doing the thing that absolutely lights them up and that they love doing and that they're brilliant at, you know, and that they get excited about. So I've just appointed a new podcast editor who just, you know, she just was saying how much she loves editing podcasts. And I was just like, great, you know. All you know, good to you, for you. But, you know, that sort of person, I really want to work with people who are passionate about what they do and who are lit up by it. So yeah, that's my focus, is really on getting a team around me and building that culture of people working in their zone of genius, doing things that they're brilliant at, and being bringing in all aspects of their personality and their humanity and who they are and their lives into the team, so that we can work in, you know, in the best way possible.
I love it. I love that you said that. You know, in season one of this podcast, I interviewed this author, Mike Robbins, who talked about bringing your whole self to work and the importance of that. And of course, you know, with every business, at the heart of it is people, right? And if your people can bring their whole self to work and do their work and know that they're cared for as a human being, I mean, that's a game changer on the bottom line of a business, right? Because they help to execute on what needs to be done to help make that project successful. So that's really fantastic that you're doing that. Yeah.
And I guess for me, that there's something about walking the talk as well, because on Angel Rated, one of the things, so the podcast I've got is called The Angel Rated Show, and I'm interviewing people who are listed on Angel Rated. So they are founders themselves. They are the people who have got their businesses. But what I'm asking them about is all about their vision and their values and the charities they support, you know, all the things about what makes them tick as a person, so that people, if you're choosing between, you know, course A and B, you can really find out where your money's going, you know, what sort of person is it going to? And if I'm sort of challenging everyone else about how they run their businesses and, you know, how they contribute to society and the biggest issues that are facing us at the moment, then obviously I want to be doing that as well, because, you know, if anyone ever interviewed me in the same way, I'd want to, you know, I want to have answers to all those questions as well. So I think it's, yeah, superbly important.
All right. Well, that's absolutely fantastic. So let's move on to, what advice would you have for individuals who are working in corporate and who want to pivot and have their own business? Specifically speaking at a mid-career professional, based on your experience?
Ooh, I definitely wouldn't do it in the way that I did it, by burning out and having to take 6 months off and navel gaze and, you know, really go, what am I doing? And how, you know, that sort of process that I went through, which was, you know, I'd got to a point where I was incredibly stressed and making myself ill and, you know, grabbing food on the run and doing a 3.5-hour round trip commute every day. I mean, all those things are just madness looking back on them. I was an irritable, moody, I won't say what, but, you know, not a good wife to my husband, not a good friend, you know, all those things. And you're just stressed and tired and grumpy the whole time. And yeah. And that then caused a massive, you know, meltdown and having to establish, you know, who I am and what I wanted to do. So I definitely wouldn't do it like that. I think that creating your own online business where you and your personal development are at the heart of it, the only way you're really going to get to the thing that you are meant to be doing in that is to do all the work around the personal development, because online business and that sort of working for yourself and putting yourself out there is so scary and so hard. If you haven't worked out exactly who you are, what makes you tick, what scares you, what you're fearful of, you know, what your, the impact of your upbringing, all the different things that make you who you are, if you haven't sort of delved into all that and done all the sort of work to figure it out, I think when you start trying to build a business, all that will smack you in the face, you know. And it's really, because it's such a hard thing to do. And it is one of these things where you really need to understand yourself and where your limitations are going to be and what you're going to be scared of, and which bits come easy. And you need to understand all that information to be able to navigate your way through building your own business. So I would make sure that, you know, that you're really interested in that sort of self-development, personal development, and start really delving into what you know, those things that, when you're in that flow state, the things you love doing, the things that you could do if you were, you know, were never paid for, or, you know, the things that get you so excited, that the thing that's on the tip of your nose that everyone else can see that you're brilliant at, but you just don't recognize it because to you it just comes so naturally. I'd really, you know, work out what all those things are before you start. And then if you need to start it as a side hustle, then absolutely do that. Just get out there and start playing, because I messed around for far too long. I was so scared, so fearful of being visible, of getting it wrong, you know, all those things. I took such baby steps for the first 4 years or so that I was doing this, that I hardly made any progress. It was that, you know, there was no traction there because I was so scared. And it's that thing about, I knew all the theory, but I just wasn't putting it into practice. It's like, I know all this, I get it all, but that's a million miles away from actually doing it. And what you have to do it, you have to get it wrong. You have to try again. You have to keep it, you know, do it wrong and do it again and again and again. And that's the only way you're going to learn. It's, you cannot build an online business just looking at the theory. And yeah.
You got it right. I love it. You cannot build an online business just looking at the theory. You have to do it. I love how vulnerable and open you are about this, because you know what? A lot of people who are making that pivot into entrepreneurship from corporate, you know, that I think is one of the big hindrances that's keeping them back. It's like there's so much knowledge up there, but it's translating it to the practicality, right? And you've nailed it. You've said it so well, that personal development piece. Knowing who you are as a person and then what you do, right, as a business is two different things. Because if you have an epic fail in the business, you're still the same person, right? You still have value, right? And a lot of people getting into entrepreneurship, it's the fear of failure, the fear of not succeeding. And I so love how you said, you're going to make mistakes, right? And then you got to iterate and iterate and iterate. That's awesome. So let's move on to a more personal state, and we'll circle back to your business. But I want to know, what puts a pep in your step and a pride in your stride every day, Angela?
I love that. I think there's a few different things. So one is, I am an outdoor, wild, all winter through swimmer. So I swim in our local river, and I have swum in the river all winter in just a swimming costume and hat and goggles. And it was down to about 2 degrees C, which, oh, that's about 34 degrees F, I think. But anyway, it's cold, really, really wow. Cold. So yeah, I do that 2 or 3 times a week. And I've always loved swimming, but I've only got into this in the last couple of years. And it really is it's been my constant companion over the last couple of years. It's been my saving grace in terms of clearing my head, especially through the pandemic. It's sort of that calmness. It's really meditative for me. It's like, you have to just be in the moment because you're in really cold water, and it's actually quite dangerous, you know, it can be. So it really helps me clear my mind and get focused and keeps me fit and just, yeah, has so many mental and physical health benefits. So that's one of the things that, you know, if I go for a swim, I come back, you know, ramped up and high vibe and all the rest of it. So that's one thing. I mean, something that I've done for years and years and years is sing in a choir. And that is like that whole right brain, left brain, just doing something completely different to business.
Yes.
I'm so sad that I've not been able to do it for the past year, but I have been in the same choir for 20 plus years and just love that whole vibration, energy of being in a big group of people, you know, making wonderful music together. And I guess apart from that, I am, things that make me sort of high, I can't remember what you said, prep in your steps, sort of high energy are really good diets, you know, having done health coaching, you know, really good diet. I don't drink, you know, I'm healthy. Looking after myself and getting good sleep and trying to keep low stress and do all the things opposite of what I did from corporate years are really important to me now. So they all really help my mood and my energy levels.
That's absolutely wonderful. You said you're in a choir, so I'm sure you love all types of music. What is that one song, or maybe you have one or two or more, that you keep going back to, especially when you need to change your vibe, your vibration, to really get you on that, you know, power streak?
I don't know if you'll have heard of this, but there was a song that came out when I was a student. So it would have been early 90s by a group called KC and the Sunshine Band. I think that's what it was called, KC. Yeah. But the song is called Walking on Sunshine and it's really high tempo. It just feels like, I don't know, that's the one. If anyone ever asked me to name one, that's the one that always comes to mind because it reminds me of being a student and like student balls. And it's so, yeah, high vibe, up tempo. And it always just, feels very jolly. And yeah, I love it.
All right, that is awesome. What would be that one business book, or it could be more, or an author who has really impacted your growth in business?
So back in, I think it was early 2019, I was going flying to LA for work to go and run a workshop for somebody, and I picked up at the airport a book called Rocket Fuel, and I would have to look up who it's by because I can't remember off the top of my head. It's bright orange, and basically it's a business book, and it talks about the fact that there are two different types of people in the world. There are visionaries and there are integrators. And the visionary is the person out the front who's the big razzle dazzle, has all the ideas, says, "We're going this way. I've got a brilliant idea. Follow me. This is where we're heading." And then they always need to work with an integrator. And the integrator is the person behind the scenes who makes it all happen, puts all the systems and processes in place, joins all the dots, follows in their wake, making sure actually everything happens. And until that point, I had never heard that distinction before. And I'd had various roles. I'd worked for various clients where they were the visionary and I was the integrator, but I'd never heard it called that. So that's what I was doing as a detail queen. I was working, supporting people, making their business work for them. And it also made it really clear to me about why I'd struggled in the online business world, where you have to be a bit of both. So you have to sort of put your face out there. You have to be that visionary. You have to be that front man, as well as doing the behind the scenes stuff. So it was such a revelation for me that, yeah, that there was those two different, personality types. And it made sense all through my career of where I'd done well in roles where I was more of like the COO or the person organizing stuff. We're behind somebody else who was then the face. So that just really helped. Am I allowed to name a second one?
Yes, you can.
More recently, the other one I've loved is The Four Tendencies by Gretchen Rubin, which is all about how accountability and responsibility sort of works in your personality. And it has four quadrants, and it's all about whether or not you respond to internal or external pressure when it comes to sort of being accountable for things. And I've always been super responsible for other to other people. I've always, if anyone asks me to do anything, I will do it. It's that sort of thing. So I was brilliant working for the clients, but when it came to my own business, I didn't do the things for my own business. They were always the bottom of the pile. And looking at her quadrants, I was in one called the Obliger, which really, really
What's that?
did well. It was exactly that. It obliged other people. It responded really well if you were accountable externally and had pressure from other people to do something, but really badly when you had your own internal sort of guided things you had to do. And it basically said that that person would struggle to build an online business without external, or a business without external accountability, because you need somebody else. You need a coach, you need something. And I, again, another massive light bulb moment of going, that's why another reason why I was quite slow to begin with. So yeah, both of them have really, yeah, just light bulb moments of going, that makes so much sense.
Wowza, I love it. The integrator and the visionary, and then this light bulb moment that you had in the book. So as a result of that, what did you do in terms of tapping into external expertise as you continue to scale and grow your business?
Ooh. So I think on the having that external accountability, I've really found really, really important. So I've got a couple of mastermind groups. I've made a team with a small group of people where we focus on the one thing we're going to do each and every day, and we text each other or message, WhatsApp, whatever it was, what we're going to do that day. So that sort of get somebody else is then checking in with me at the end of the day to say, have you done that one thing? So it's that sort of accountability and having that external to me, I've realized is so beneficial to me. So I've set up that process to make sure I've got that in place. In terms of the sort of visionary integrator thing, I've realized that with my business, I need to do a bit of both. I'm brilliant at the integrator stuff. I can do that. I'm really strong at that. But being that face of a business, I've really had to feel into. And really, the first year or so after I launched, I wasn't doing anywhere near enough of that. And I was far too, you know, it really held me back. And I then sort of said, right, I need to do it. If I'm going to take this seriously, if I'm going to really make this work, and I got massive, you know, expansion plans, I can see it being such a big and valuable site. I've got to step into that role. I don't want anyone else to do it. It's my baby. I've got to do it. So getting the support around that in terms of, so having getting a publicist so that somebody is there pushing you to, you know, get on podcasts, to write articles, to get in, you know, get your face out there and, you know, really get in front of, in social media, all those things. It's just been really, really important to me to make me, yeah, just to support me in being more of that front face, you know, front of a business at the same time.
Wowza. That's absolutely amazing and enlightening. So with your business, you know, what do you have to tell those of us in the audience who are listening, our friendly listeners of At Live with Irenia podcast, as it relates to your offerings?
Well, so I'd like to say, so I think historically the online business world, we've been really, really good at talking about testimonials. You know, that's what everyone always talks about. You have to get wonderful testimonials and put them on all over your website, on your sales page. And the thing about testimonials is obviously they're owned by the business owner. They can be edited. They can speak to pain points. They can overcome objections. They're cherry picked. They're all beautiful and positive. And I think online business is probably now the only business place in the world where we don't use reviews. So you would not buy anything else anywhere else. I mean, podcasts, you read reviews.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Without reading Amazon or, you know, looking at a review site of some sort. You wouldn't just believe what the shop is telling you. You know, everywhere in our life, you know, anything you buy, you're looking at reviews. And even, you know, the smallest cafe, the whatever, everything is out there. And online business is the only place where that hasn't happened so far. But I think that's where we're really moving towards. And I think people buying products and services are really going to value reviews far more than they value testimonials. They see them as far more independent. They see them as more trustworthy. They can read lots in one place and get ratings and look at all those things. So I think it really is going to be where we're moving to. So what I would say is the really most important thing you can do if you're an online business owner and you have any form of course, coaching offer, done with you services, done for you services, anything like that, or even a book or a podcast, get them listed on Angel Rated now. Get your clients to start reviewing them, because the sooner you do that, the more reviews you're going to have. You're going to be higher up the search results. You're going to start coming above some of those big names, and it all drives traffic to your site. I mean, that's the point of review sites. They're going to put you in a list against anyone else who does, you know, all the courses on, I don't know, building a website or Facebook ads or learning to sing, whatever it might be, you know, they'll all come up, but then they're driving traffic to your site. Whereas testimonials are then great for selling to your clients, you know, selling to people once they're on your site, but you really need to get listed in on a review site to be able to drive that traffic in the first place. And I just think it's really where we're heading in the future. And it's, yeah, it's going to be so useful to everyone. So yeah, I would say head on over to Angel Rated, get signed up. At the moment, it's still free for everyone because I'm building the site and getting as many people listed as possible. And if you'd like to write a review, you can review anything that's on there. You can let me know anything you want to add to be reviewed. You can read reviews. And if you're a business owner, you can add your own products and services on there and get them listed. That's currently all free of charge, but that is only for a limited time. It's going to start, there's going to be some charges in the future, especially at the moment. It's currently free to respond to reviews, which is really important, and to download them all to, you know, to use in your own marketing. But we are going to start charging for that further down the line. But if you get in now, it will all stay free and grandfathered in, free of charge forever. So I would, yeah, that's my big message, is it's future, it's where we're heading. We do it in every other aspect of our life. Online business is no different, and we really need to gather and start thinking about how we're gathering and directing clients to write reviews for us as well as testimonials.
All right, folks, you heard it here first. Head over to Angel Rated. All right, Angela, love it. So if my listeners want to connect with you, where can they reach you to continue this awesome conversation?
So the website Angel Rated is just at angelrated.com. So that's easy enough to find. And on social media, I am at Angel Rated HQ on every single social media you can think of. So we're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Pinterest, everywhere you can think of it. So that's at Angel Rated HQ on all of them. And yeah, on the website, you can find, there's a contact page, and you can drop me an email if you need any help, if you want to get your information added, if you want to be on the podcast, loads of different, you know, I welcome people to get in touch. So really happy to hear from people.
Awesome. You know, we've talked about a lot of things, and I must say, you dropped so many gems, so many golden nuggets with regards to how you got started in your business. And, you know, you were really vulnerable in this podcast, telling us really like it is how you did it. So to my friendly listeners, you know, take this episode, listen to it. Listen to it again and again, and share it with some friends, because this one is absolutely awesome. So thank you, Angela. Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate your time, and I wish you the best with Angel Rated.
Thank you ever so much. It's been so good to be here. I loved every minute of it.
All right. Awesome.
This interview was conducted remotely in my mom's home studio.
Listeners, if you enjoyed this episode, hit the follow button on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or head over to Spotify and hit that notification button, or wherever you listen, be sure to subscribe to this podcast for free. Those of you who are on Amazon Music, you can most definitely listen hands-free on your Alexa, so be sure to tune in. We love our avid fans, and we most definitely want you to know first when new episodes become available. Listeners, as we continue to build the Live with Irenia community, be sure to stay in touch with us. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram by following the Live with Irenia podcast. As well, email us at info@livewithirenia@gmail.com to get your full transcript of our episodes. If you love reading blogs, head over to www.ireniarussell.org to get our latest blog golden nuggets. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This interview was conducted remotely in my home studio. Listeners, I hope you find your new vibes in this new super normal in 2021. I'm your host, Irenia Roussel.